You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like that dude just said a moment ago. And so, yeah, politics. All right, so we're gonna jump into a phone conversation now with a friend of mine. He's on the show quite often, Jeff Poor from FN Talk 106.5 down on the coastal regions of our state, down yonder in the nether regions of Alabama, and talk about what's happening in this U.S. Senate race, because the endorsements are flowing in, new polls are coming out. Let's get some perspective from both the north and the south parts of the state. Jeff Poor, how you doing today, man?
Doing well, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right. You are passionate about political punditry. So I just coined that right there on the spot. You like that?
You're working with the P's, the alliteration there.
Brothers, a new poll out. AL Daily News is reporting that FarmPAC, which is, you know, for those who don't know, is the political arm of the Alabama Farmers Federation. They came out with a new poll. They show Mo Brooks at 33%, Katie Britt 28.5%, Mike Durant 24.5%, 4% margin of error, which means Britt and Durant are within striking distance of each other, according to their poll. What are your thoughts on this? Is this poll fairly accurate, in your opinion?
I think it's close. I think it may be a little favorable for Katie Britt, just because that's who Alpha has endorsed in this race. He endorsed her early on. Here's the thing. I think that's close enough. I think Mo Brooks is probably the front runner. The other two, Mike Durant and Katie Britt, it's interesting. And my anecdotally, and I'm, you know, I have no scientific approach to this, but it feels a lot like this to me, and I'm curious to see what you have to say, that the Durant support isn't really as – it's not as quality – as the Brit support. You ever notice when you talk to people that support Katie Britt, they want you to know they got the yard signs, they got the stickers on their car, they got the t-shirt or whatever, that they are dedicated and you could count on them to show up on election day or primary day, I should say. Durant, I don't know. I think a lot of people like his story. I think he would be their choice. I don't know how a qualitative analysis of the Durant supporter. I've met very few, if any, Durant supporters in real life. I don't see his signage as much. I see his TV ads. But where are his supporters? Who are his supporters? Can you give me a composite sketch of what a Mike Durant supporter is? And I don't know that you can. And I don't know what they're going to look like on primary day. So I would give an edge to Katie Britt right now. I think today's the primary, and I think it goes to a runoff between Brooks and Britt.
I don't disagree. I will say this. I think that Durant's strongest base is going to be in North Alabama. Strong base of military, but you've also got that down in the Wiregrass too. I think he's going to do well. His military background is going to play well in the North Alabama Redstone Arsenal defense industry market. I think it's also going to play well in and around Fort Rucker, where he's spent a lot of time himself in meeting with veterans groups down there, but he spent a lot of time training others down there. So I see that as being where his true base is. Yard signs, I mean, I don't know that he's even putting out a lot of yard signs. We used to have a thing just in my state Senate campaigns where we would tell people to hold their signs until we got closer because, you know, they disappear or they get weathered and kind of beat up looking. And we would announce a day, yard sign day, and start putting them out. So I'm not too worried about the yard sign thing. I do think, though, I don't disagree with the idea that Britt is probably in second place right now. But the thing that I'm seeing is every poll that we see right now seems to have Britt like fairly plateaued. I mean, like she's not climbing. She's not dropping. She seems to be kind of holding her own, where every time I see a poll, I'll say this, I see more points for Durant. Brooks is at 33.
I think you're right. I think he's come out of nowhere. Right. And, it just shows you how effective you can be with the resources. But the one thing I'd say, though, here's kind of a wild shot I'm going to call it here. I think Mo will outperform himself in the Birmingham DMA than he will in Huntsville, because exactly what you said, there's a lot of military support out there for Durant.
Yeah, I agree. Plus, I will say this. I do know, I've heard people say that while Brooks is, you know, popular on some positions, that there are a lot of people that he's unpopular with in the greater North Alabama military community, because he votes no on the continuing resolutions that fund the Defense Act that funds the military, because of his stance on excessive spending. And that always gets them all worked up. So it's going to be interesting. But there was a competing poll, before I get into some endorsements, there was a competing poll done by Club for Growth. So pointing out to the audience, FarmPack did the poll we just talked about that was had at 33 Brooks, 28 Britt, 24 Durant. FarmPack has endorsed Katie Britt, so okay, there's that. Another one came out for Club for Growth, which, by the way, has endorsed Brooks. And Brooks in that one is still 35, which is pretty close. Durant, though, at 30 in that one, with Britt at 25. Your thoughts on the competing polls?
Well, here's what you look at what Club for Growth is doing, and maybe not their poll. If Katie Britt's in third place and she's 5 points behind Durant, why is Club for Growth spending so much money on attack ads against Katie Britt? Wouldn't their better target be Mike Durant? Or does Club for Growth see that they think that Durant's a better opponent for Congressman Brooks? So Club for Growth, by the way, has endorsed Mo Brooks. Do they see Mike Durant as a better primary opponent for Mo Brooks? I don't know what the calculus is there. There's something to be gleaned from that, right? That they are choosing to target Katie Britt and not the other. Their poll probably more a rosier view for Mo Brooks, because that's who they endorsed. But I think everybody's kind of in the same neighborhood here. Brooks mid-30s and the other two mid to upper 20s, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's where it's at. I think it pretty much is settling that. It just, between the two polls, Durant and Britt flip places. That's about it. But within the same rough margin of error. So I think the reality is this. Brooks is still the front runner. I don't have any problem saying that. And I think that at the same time, they're duking it out for second place. And I also believe there will be a runoff. I don't think we're going to see one of them get to 50% on the primary. You?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's just a matter. I think Brooks is a lock for the runoff, and it's really a battle for who's going to be in second place. But I will say this. I don't think it's a sure thing that Mo Brooks wins a runoff. I still think that's a game that has to be played. It's not a slam dunk for Congressman Brooks.
Yeah, and I think what we may watch and see, too, is, we saw this in the Bill Hightower-Jerry Carl race for Congress down there where you are, that literally, I think Hightower was considered to be the front runner until they had to extend the date because of COVID. The governor pushed the primary date back for him. And in the interim, Jerry Carl's campaign decided to make Club for Growth out to be that evil organization from outside the state, you know, trying to use dark money and doing all kinds of misrepresentations of who they are and what they do, and made the campaign about Club for Growth. It's going to be interesting to see if that's what either Britt or Durant, whoever they are in the second place, does in the runoff, which I bet they will.
Well, they will, but look on the other side of the state, in the south there, in the second congressional district, Club for Growth comes in big for Barry Moore. I think that made a difference. Barry Moore may have squeaked it out either way, just the mood of the electorate, after being locked down and told they can't go to church. But 20 points after finishing second in a primary, defeating the guy who got the plurality of the votes by 20 points is no small measure. And I think a Club for Growth had a lot to do with that.
Oh, they did. I think the miscalculation there was that Jeff Coleman's campaign didn't pivot and make the enemy to be Club for Growth. They kept trying to campaign against Mary Moore, the candidate. And that's where Jerry Carl switched it. Hey, listen, man, before we run out of time, I got to ask you. So endorsements. We got a bunch of endorsements flowing in. Most recent one that I thought was interesting, 1819 News reported that as of this morning, that Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who used to be in the Trump camp, who was, you know, a part of the whole Russia scandals and all that kind of stuff, and then exonerated later, Mike Flynn has come out and endorsed Michael Durant. Your thoughts on that?
and he initially endorsed Mo Brooks. Maybe a little inside baseball here, and I hear from the people, Perry Hooper, who's kind of known in Alabama politics, had something to do with that. He was in the Blanchard campaign for Senate. Just never has liked Mo Brooks. They were in the legislature together, that there may be something going on there with that. I don't know what to make of it. I have reached out to General Flynn, and we'll see if we could get an explanation. But it is peculiar, right? You endorse one candidate, and then you switch teams. I mean, did he see something? Is there something that made him more supportive? Is it the military aspects that make him more drawn to Mike Durant?
Well, I think, you know, he literally in the endorsement, General Flynn, touts Trump's efforts. In other words, he's tying it to Trump, but then he goes back and talks about, you know, of course, Mike Durant is his guy. So I find it interesting that you've got a Trump camp member endorsing against the Trump endorsement. What do you think? Does Mike Flynn, does it resonate? Does it resonate well with Alabama voters?
I don't know, but I'll say this about Mike Flynn, and having, you know, my job at Breitbart, the big traffic driving website with the conservatives, one of our most popular figures by far is Mike Flynn. Whenever you post something about Flynn, people click on it, they react to it, they get engaged on social media about it. So I don't know. These elections are decided on the margin, Senator, and maybe marginally this helps the Durant campaign.
Well, maybe so. Hey, brother, thank you for your time. As always, appreciate your passion for political punditry. There's that phrase again for you. you have a great day, man. Appreciate your time. Jeff Poore from FM Talk 106.5. You have a good day, bud.
You do. Thanks for having me on.
All right. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We'll come back and talk about some more of these endorsements. You might be curious, who is saying they like which candidate? There's a lot of them flowing back and forth right now. And some of them, like I said, Mike Durant, just got General Flynn, who's a Trump guy, but yet Trump endorsed Mo Brooks. They're allowed to their personal opinions. We'll talk about more of these and what's going on in the U.S. Senate race when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right.